Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on God's will for your healing was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
First of all, you've got to start realizing that sickness is not your friend, that it isn't from God, that it isn't just normal and natural, and that this is not the way that God wants us to live, and we've got to start resisting it. Now, that's not all that there is to it, but I guarantee you, if you aren't resisting and fighting against it, you are not going to see healing. You have to know that it is God's will. You've got to realize that this is not God's plan for your life, and you've got to fight it like the plague that it is before you will see deliverance. So in verse 7 it says, as you go preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick. Don't pray for the sick, heal them. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. You know, most people don't believe that I really have the power to do this. But instead, what we're doing, we're playing it safe. But you know, the Bible says that we are supposed to recognize that He has given us this power that we read about in verse 1, and then we are supposed to go heal the sick and cast out devils and heal the lepers. Look in the third chapter of the book of Acts. Here's an example of Peter taking this power that God gave them and using it. And in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John were going into the temple at the hour of prayer, and in verse 2 it says, a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Now notice, he says, I don't have any money. People have made a big deal out of this, saying that, see, we aren't supposed to prosper. Peter was poor. That doesn't mean that that's what he's saying. He's just saying, I don't have my wallet with me. He just didn't have any money. That doesn't mean that he never had any money. It just means he didn't have any money with him. And, you know, right now, if you ask me, could you do this? Well, I don't have much money on me. And if I said, well, I don't have any money, does that mean that I don't have any money, that I'm not prosperous? It just means I don't have any on me. So he says, I don't have any money with me, but such as I have. Such as I have. Did you know that this would get Peter kicked out of nearly any church in America? To stand up there and say, I have the healing power of God. But that's exactly what Jesus said. He says, I give you power over all the force of the enemy, over all sickness, over all disease. Now you go heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. God has given us power. He gave us power and authority. And so Peter said, such as I have, give I unto you. And then he says, rise up and walk. And the next verse says he reached out his hand and grabbed him and lifted him up. And after he had already said he had it, after he had already said, I give it unto you, and after he had already reached out and taken a step of faith and grabbed this man, and after he had yanked him up, then it says his feet received strength, and he went walking and leaping and praising God. That is totally different than the way most of us approach this. I've heard this prayer 100 times. Oh, God, we have no power. God, we can't do anything. God, I can't heal a gnat. And you know what? That's true if you're only talking about you in your natural self. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 5, he says, you have to abide in the vine, as the branch can't bring fruit of itself, neither can you except you abide in me. And he says, for without me, you can do nothing. That's absolutely true. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. But I am not without Jesus. He will never leave me nor forsake me. And for us to just say, well, God, we can't do anything. Well, then you are just amplifying the carnal, natural self. You aren't recognizing who you are in Christ and what's been given unto you. You are misrepresenting things. If you say, well, we can't do anything. We can't pray. God, I can't heal this person. Well, it's not your natural power, that's for sure. But God has placed His supernatural raising from the dead power on the inside of us. And we have to believe that we have that power and that we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. Amen. But again, most people will not adopt the attitude I'm trying to get across because they're afraid of failure. And you know what? I have failed. I don't see every single thing happen, but I still believe that it's God's will because this is what the Word says. And somebody may say, well, then why don't you see everyone heal? I don't know. I'm still learning. I haven't figured it all out. But you know what? I've seen great miracles happen. I've seen good things happen. And I'm not about to quit. I know I'm moving in the right direction. I don't understand everything. But I do understand this from Scripture, that everything I've talked about, that healing, if you just look the words up, salvation includes healing. It says that Jesus bore our sorrows, carried our griefs. By His stripes we were healed. And it's already been done 2,000 years ago in Herod's judgment hall. Jesus has already borne those stripes. Healing is a part of our inheritance. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, not oppressed of God. He gave us power and told us to go out and heal the sick. I know that this is what God's will is. I'm still learning. You know, I've learned a lot. During this series, I'll talk from Mark chapter 11 about speaking to your mountain. That's one of the keys that I've learned over the last 10 years or so, that He didn't tell us to speak to Him about our mountain. He told us to speak to our mountain about Him. He told us to talk directly to the problem. And some people think, well, that's a minor thing. Well, it's just, it works. I've seen a lot more healings. I've seen greater things happen. I don't understand it all yet. And you know what? Before I understood Mark 11:23... I didn't see as many people healed. Now I'm seeing more people healed. I'm seeing greater manifestations. And so if I'm not seeing everything happen, it's not because it's not God's will for the people to be well. It's because I'm not doing something right. I don't know something. It's certainly not malicious. But you know what? I just know that it's not God's fault. And I'm not going to compromise on the fact that God wants us well. I pray with a lot of people for salvation, and not every one of them gets saved. Not because God hadn't provided it, but there's some people that just can't believe that God has forgiven them. There's some people that are just living under guilt and condemnation and they just cannot break free of it. I've prayed with some people who are plagued with doubt and I've prayed with them to be saved. And I go back and talk to them and they're still doubting. There are some people who call themselves Christians and yet they, if you were to just press them, do you know that you're born again? There's some people that have prayed 100 times and still aren't exactly sure that they're born again. That doesn't mean that God didn't save them. That doesn't mean that God didn't provide it. It just means that they're having trouble receiving. I'm aware that not every single person gets well. There was an instance where Jesus in His hometown, Mark chapter 6, went to His hometown. And it says in verse 6 that He could do no mighty work, save that He laid His hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. It didn't say He wouldn't do it. It said He couldn't do it. And if you put that together with Matthew chapter 13, verse 58, which is the exact same instance, but it's just recorded by Matthew instead of Mark. It says in Matthew 13, 58, have you got that up there? It says, and He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So you put those two verses together. It wasn't because He didn't want to do it. It was because of their unbelief. And brothers and sisters, let me say this. Unbelief isn't always just, I don't believe it's God's will to heal. Obviously, that's unbelief. But you know, there are people who are praying for God to heal them and desiring it and wanting it, and they still have unbelief. Unbelief isn't always just total rejection. It can just be people that are struggling because they've seen somebody else die and something happen. And it just is a nagging doubt in the back of their mind. I'll probably be teaching on this during this week too, but in Matthew chapter 17, Jesus talked about that it was not their little faith or lack of faith that caused them not to receive. It was the fact that they had doubt. And sometimes we don't even realize how much we doubt. We are raised in this culture that we live in, whether you know it or not, is not a Christian culture. It is an ungodly culture. Even though it has Christian trappings to it, and in some senses this is a Christian nation, this is not a Christian culture. It is full of unbelief. Full of unbelief. We've been baptized in unbelief. We've been brought up in unbelief. And I tell you, we are trying to believe God, and yet very few of us really live in an atmosphere of faith. And then we come home and we watch television that is just junk, terrible stuff. Even if it's not demonic, if it's not totally anti-Christian, at the very best it's carnal. It's not building you up. And we just live in unbelief. We dwell in a culture of unbelief. And then we wonder, well, if it's God's will, then why aren't we healed? It's a miracle that we see as many miracles as we do. We have a tremendous amount of unbelief. So anyway, as we talk about this, I know that this is somewhat unsettling to a degree. I've had failures myself. I'm not insensitive to that, but you know what? I'm telling you the truth, that God wants you well. This is not God's will. And that's the first thing you've got to do. If you've experienced a negative thing, if you haven't seen somebody healed, you got to just sit there and say, I don't understand, but you know what? What I don't understand, teach me. But you've got to believe that it's God's will for you to be well. If you doubt that, if you back off of that, it's not going to happen accidentally. It's not going to happen without you winning the battle, first of all, to believe that it is God's will to heal every single person.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on supernatural healing. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM239 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD.
I'd like to encourage you to get this teaching about healing that I made from the Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. You know, I've taught on this a lot, but I had many of my own staff say that they really liked this one, that they thought that it was balanced, that I answered a lot of the questions that people have about healing. And I think it could not only be a blessing to you, but this could be a great set for you to take and to share with someone else. If you aren't sick, or if you don't know anybody who's sick, I can guarantee you, you will. And so the time to prepare is now. So I encourage you to listen to our announcer and please take advantage of this and get this teaching on healing that was made at the Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar.
The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.